Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Moed Katan, Daf Zayin. And we are on the top of Zayin Ibn Aleph. And we are discussing the sugya of Ein Ma'arvin, or the Mishnah really starts off with Ein Nosim Nashim Bamoed. One is not allowed to get married on Yantif, on Chalamoed. And the emphasis seems to be the Nisuin, because that has in it Simcha. Maybe Erisin would be okay, but Nisuin would not be okay. Ein No sin, Hashem Memoah. What is the reason? So the Gemara here, as the Bavli does as well, give various reasons for this halacha of yesterday. We did two. The first one was Rebbe Bittel Puravu, because if somebody knows that they can double up with the yantif meal and the wedding meal, that could save them some money, and therefore, even though they still might have the mitzvah puravu, they might push it off a few months in order to have the overlap and have one suda, and therefore, the Chazal said that you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed, so therefore nobody would push it off, and they would just get married when it came up. The Gemara then had the question about what about a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin? Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, would an Eved be Chayiv? So the Gemara quoted the Mishnah in Gittin of Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin to prove that there is an overlap between the mitzvah d'araisa of Puravu and the mitzvah d'rabanan of Lasheves Yitzara, to say, just like even though the Eved wouldn't be chayiv in Puravu, but he'd be chayiv in Lasheves, and therefore he also would not be able to get married on Chol HaMoed. We have mentioned often the idea of Rabbi Yosef Engel on that Mishnah in Maseches Gittin, why the Gemara Mishnah says that the Gemara, or the Mishnah, the Tosas already points this out. The Mishnah there, for some reason, as we just said, quotes a mix of Lasheves and Puravu. The language of the Mishnah is Mishachesi Eved Vachesi Menchorin. Oved es Rabo Yomecha Vesasmo Yomecha. Devir Beisila, as we said, is Machogel Beshamai Beisila. An unusual case where Beisila eventually is Moda to Beishamai. But if somebody is Chatzi Chatzi, Beisila says he split the days. Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he'll work for himself. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he'll work for his master, no problem. And Beishami says you can't do that. Beishami Omrin, that's fine in terms of work, but what about in terms of marriage? Tikantem is Rabo. Ves Atzma lo tikantem. You didn't help his status. Lisa Shivcha Yefshar Shekvar Chetzia Ben Chorin. To marry a Shivcha, he can't marry a Shivcha because he's half free. Bas Chorin Yefshar, to marry a free woman, he can't. Shekvar Chetzia Evid. Yivatel, to not get married at all. Valo lo nivra ha'olam el peri verivya. Peri verivya is a yesod. Shene emar, lo so baro, la shevet yitzara. And it says, the pasuk that's quoted is the pasuk of Lasohu, Lasobara, the pasuk in Yishayo. Why don't the Gemara, the Mishnah, quote the pasuk in Bereishis of Puravu? Tosfos has an enigmatic line where Tosfos says we wouldn't have forced. The Gemara ends by, the Mishnah ends by Beisil agreeing to Beishamai, but Tosfos says that the Chazal wouldn't have forced this Adon to free his Eved that he still half owns just for the mitzvah of Puravu. They only would have forced for the mitzvah of Lasheves, and that's why the Mishnah ends up mentioning Lasheves. The question is, why not? Right? If there's a mitzvah puravu, so why wouldn't that be enough for Chazal to force? So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel comes in. In Asvin Daraisa, that's where he quotes in Klal Yud Gimel the idea of not exactly mitzvahs ben adam l'makom ben adam l'chaveiro. It's not exactly how he says it, but he discusses two types of mitzvahs, which are more what we would call maisa oriented and result oriented. That's what we might call them. And he notes l'may nafkamina between a maisa oriented mitzvah and a result oriented mitzvah. What if there's an ones? That's his topic there. Bo yivuar misha onus milakayim mitzvah sase. If somebody is ba'anus and he can't fulfill a mitzvah, right, he doesn't have enough money to buy a lulav and esrog. Im ha'ones potro lagamrei, is the ones, as we would call, it's a hafkas achiyev. It's not that there's a mitzvah that he cannot fulfill. There is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. The ones destroys the chiyev, uproots it. O dilma mechuyev hu oshein yachal l'kayim chiyuva. Or do we say, no, there's a mitzvah, and he can't fulfill it. Hashem's not going to fault him because he can't fulfill it, but the chiyev is still there. So he suggests, maybe that's the difference between, let's say, a maisa or a result-oriented mitzvah. Let's say if somebody's on the way to the hospital to go visit somebody in the hospital, and there's traffic, or the visiting hours are closed, and he ends up not making it. Doesn't make it. So what do you say there? Do you say that, there's no chiyuv? He says, no. Because there, it's a result-oriented, there's a chiyuv that goes unfulfilled. Right? Or we might say this in a different way also. Could Hashem give you the credit as if you did it? So in that type of case where there's a result-oriented mitzvah, Hashem can't give you the credit. You didn't make the person feel good. You didn't do Bikur Cholim or whatever the mitzvah is. When it comes to a mitzvah that's focused on the Maisa, or it's only between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, I'll give you the credit. Or then you say, there's no Chiyuv. That's how the Rabbi Yosef Eigel says it. It's as Afkas Achiyuv, because Hashem is not going to fault you for not doing it because it's just between you and him, or it's a Maisa oriented. So that's what he says the difference is between Puravu and Lashevis. Puravu is what we might call Maisa oriented, and therefore, if you can't do it, okay, there'll be Afkas Achiyuv. We wouldn't make the master, you know, for free his Eved, because why should he free his Eved? His Eved has no mitzvah, has no Achiyuv. But for Lashevis, it's about populating the world. Populating the world, so then that's the reason that we would be bechuyev. Lefiza nechzi anan mitzvahs peravu nimsam shnei inyanim ha'elad debaatzmusa he mitzvah mechuyeves ben Hashem yisbarach mamar peravu kechala mitzvahs peravu is like other mitzvahs between you and Hashem. Avo bikra deloso lebaraa lasheves yitzara gila hakasav the tachlis ha'olam shetehe miyusheves mibnei adam v'yim kein mizeh hakasav noda sheishchiv al kol adam avor tikkun ha'olam lifras v'lirbos. And therefore, for that, he would have to free his Eved. Okay, so there's more there, but that's the reversive angle. Again, hafkas achiyev, or just unfulfilled chiyev that you won't be responsible for. So that was all number one. The reason for not overlapping the ein nos and rasha b'moed is because of bittul per yivarivya. Number two was the principle that more familiar with, and that is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix and match. You can't be ma'arev one simcha with another simcha. You have simchas yantif, you have simchas chasan v'kala, so you can't mix the two. Not allowed to fix the two. And Rabbi Law learns that from the pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech and his building the Beis HaMikdash, when he has a separate party, not overlapping on Sukkos. As the pasuk says, ki chanukas ha-mizbeach asu shivas yamim, v'ha-chag shivas yamim. That was one. Or number two, did we read the second one? I don't remember. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, shem olam enadah, he learns it from the pasuk by Lavan, where Lavan tells Yaakov, malei shavuazos. Right, I want to give you Rachel right away. First, finish up the Sheva Brachos for Leah, malei shavuazos, and then, you can marry Rachel Imenu. So that's Me'alei Shavua Zos. The Karban Eida says, V'lo asa l'shneyem b'shavua achas. Ein she'ei ma'arvin. So that's the two days in the Gemara, what the source is for the principle of ei ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Tosfos there on Daf Chesam Beis, where this Mishnah is quoted, discusses 2 points. Number one, he compares. What is the time for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha? He compares it to the principle of Ein Osen Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. The same idea being, don't double up on mitzvahs. Don't make it appear as a burden. Right? That's Tosfos's discussion there. Gzeres HaKasav Kedarsh L'Kaman. He quotes Ma'alei Shavua Zos. He quotes Ar Yerushalmi Ma'alei Shavua Zos. Besides the pasuk there in the Bavli of Shlomo HaMelech, V'tam Nira says Tosfos. V'tam Nira Ksas. The kemosha ein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos de be'inon sheyehi libo panui lemitzvah achas v'liyafana atzmo himena. Right, you need to be focused on what you're doing. So you can't double up on mitzvahs. Ein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Focus on each mitzvah at once. Give it the whole focus and attention that you can. Don't double up. That's ein osin mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. So Tosfos compares that to ein osin ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Right? Don't mix and match. You want to give each simcha the focus that it deserves. Right? Rashi there says ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Klomar bi'inon de lismach b'simchas moed l'chudei. You need simchas yantif exclusive. Exclusive. Is that the same thing as Tosfos? A little different? But Tosfos continues, v'chet simcha b'simcha yehe libo panui b'simcha. Sounds pretty similar. The Tosfos later on then continues, what about other types of simchas overlapping? Tosfos says, what about a bris? What about a suda's bris mila? You have a bris mila on Chol HaMoed. Well, you're not going to have the suda that day? So Tosfos says, no, that's allowed. The suda's bris mila, mutter lasoza b'Chol HaMoed. Deleka simcha. You might say, ain brera. You have to have the bris that day. Tosfos' first day is that, no, bris mila doesn't have regular simcha like others, right? We in Ashkenazim, in Chutz Laretz, don't make a shechianu on bris mila. Kidam Rina Baparakama Diksubis, as it says in the first parak in Ksubis, Dolomavarchin Shah Simcha Bimono. Yoshi says Simchono by Ibris, Mishub Dislay Tsara Linuka, right? The child's in pain. So it's not full simcha. So that's enough to allow the Sudis Bris Mila on Yantif, on Chol HaMoed as well. because it's a minimized simcha. Inami, or kivan shezmano kavua, ein levatal zebe b'deze, or because of this man is kavua, so therefore you're not going to push it off as we said. But let's say levay nafkamina between these two, what about pidyon haben? Pidyon haben is not zmano kavua. It is zmano kavua up until a point, but it's not as zmano kavua as perspilo. You should do it from day 31. Of suras pidyon haben tzorach iyun im mutar lasos b'moy. He says that's tzorach iyun. Ve'ein lomar is zmano kavua. And don't say, well, it is zmano kavua too, right after day 30. Tenach bizmana, shalo bizmana hechi emutter. How would shalo bizmana be mutter? Venira li, so he says, zekai malan kiravashi, the darish bechagiga perakama, bechagecha velo beishtecha. Veino aser la'arev simcha besimcha. He thinks that's the real makar, and therefore pidyon haben wouldn't be a problem. Ve'od yesh lomar, dolo chashivi simcha besimcha, ki imsudas nisuin levad. Or then he says the opposite, not just trying to focus on the other ones, but it says maybe the halacha is only by wet marriage, because that simcha is a different level of simcha. Su'udas nisuin, that's a different intensity. And therefore, maybe that's the only problem the Gemara is talking about, of Eima Arvin simcha b'simcha. And then it wouldn't be parallel to Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos, according to that day. Okay. The other makar that's brought here from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, he learns it from, interesting, from Malei Shavua Zos. There is a big discussion, well, 2 points. Number one, that's even the same simcha twice, right? What's the pashup shot of Lavan is saying, right? You're in the middle of Sheva Brachas for one wife, don't get married to another wife and have double up on the Sheva Brachas. So you might even say that's the same simcha. So maybe that would be okay, but he doesn't allow that. This is even double Sheva Brachas. But the other point that's mentioned by the Achronim in the back is that, wow, where are we learning this halacha from? From Lavan? Do you learn from before Maimad Har Sinai, from before Matan Torah? That's a big discussion. If you look at the back of the Sefer Kvod Chachamim, he talks about it here. Kol Makom Shapsukam Yutarim, he says, maybe where the pasuk is totally extra, Vada kulam ru'uyim heim lodrosh. Maybe then you can learn. Again, this the big yesod, if you remember, is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Chulin on Daf Kuf, where he discusses this yesod, that even if something took place, there's a story in the Torah, there's a pasuk from before Maimon Har Sinai, that is not what we learn halacha from. That's the Rambam, Nitzna Torah, v'nischat shahalacha, quoting the Gemara from the Bavli Masechah Shabbos, but that's what he says about Avelus and Gid Hanasha, and Bris Mila, and Eiver Menachai. All the examples the Rambam there discusses, that you don't learn halacha from before Maimed Har Sinai, but that's really based on a Gemara that we're going to have Hashem a little bit later on in Moed Katan. But the Mefarshim wonder here, how could you learn this, how could the Gemara quote this? Shal Karchach Torah Tzvi says, Kol Makom Shapsukim Miyutarim, Vade Kulam Ru'uyim Hein Lidrosh. Shal Karchach Torah Tamimahi, Shahakol Asya La'ezid Rasha. Every word in the Torah is there to teach us something. So if something is extra before, you can learn it. Again, that's, you have to figure out how that works with the principle from later on. Phil, the Chassam Sofer here makes a comment. He says, maybe there's a difference in between halacha and minhag. Right? He says, vadai, mi minhaga ba'alma lo nelef. De dilma Yosef adat midai to de nafshi oven. Right? He's talking about the Yosef by Avelus, where they got, that's at Shiva for 7 days. So if it's just a minhag ba'alma, so maybe you can learn from the stories earlier. Achacha, gavi shivas yimei amishta. But by the Shivas Yimei Mishta here, by Lava, what does it sound like from the Psukim? It sounds like, I'm sorry, but I can't. Is that a minhag? Ilav shahaya takana kavua, uminhag makuba b'nehem. If there wasn't a long-standing takana and minhag, lo havi matzi lavan litcho, says Yaakov, b'tayna zu. Ad malos shivu azos. If it wasn't a long-standing minhag that everybody held of, then why would Yaakov have listened to Lavan? Sounds like Lavan says, look, I can't, I would love for you to get married, but I can't. This must have been a real din. So says the Chassam Sofer, maybe Yerushalmi holds that you can't learn from a minhag before Matan Torah, but you can learn from a din that everyone accepted. Okay, let's continue. Gemara quotes number 3. Rabbi Yevo B'Shem, Rabbi Lazar, a third day of why, what the source is for Ein Nosim Nashim B'Moed, Mipnei HaTorach. What's Torah? Tircha. Right? The tircha is that if you get married on Chol HaMoed, imagine how much tircha you're going to have to go into getting ready for the wedding. And we mentioned already a few times, the first mission in the Masechta, to the Chazal asered activities that would be tircha yisera. And therefore, this would be tircha yisera. And therefore, how do you read the Mishnah? The Mishnah's lashon is, reisha simcha hilo. Reisha simcha hilo. It's such a simcha for the chassan, he'll be toreach yoser midai. And therefore, you don't want that to happen on Chol HaMoed. Right, and therefore, that's why it is usser. Period. Tani, there's a brisa that says, I will miskavin huvenosi me'erev aragel. The brisa says, you could get married on erev yantif. On erev yantif. So how does that work? The Gemara says, this can work according to any of the opinions. Any of the opinions. Right? Rav Shlomo Zalman got married on erev, on Purim erev Shabbos. Right? They had no money, so he wanted to compare and overlap the sudas, Purim Shabbos and the wedding. But Purim is not a chag, like it says here. So says the Gemara, though, that you can get married in Erev Yantif. The Gemara says, less had the plea of Rabbi Elazar. This is not against Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar was the third opinion. He says, because of the Torah. So the issue, the Gemara says, is the Torah is only for the wedding. The Sheva Brachas on Chol HaMoed, that's not a problem. He's not going to be so Toreach, you know, for the Sheva Brachas. So therefore, it wouldn't be a violation and you can get married on Erev. Less had the plea of Rabbi Yochanan. This is also, fits in, this brisa would not be against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason is bitul piri v'rivya. So why not? Because, pushing off to Erev Yantif, people wouldn't do that. If it's only one day, then you know what? Things could happen. Something could get messed up. The caterer doesn't come through. So according to Rabbi Yochanan's reason, the chassan wouldn't take the chance. If he only has one day Erev Yantif to get married, and if he does, he's gonna have to wait a whole week. So, he wouldn't do that. If it's on Chol HaMoed, so he doesn't get married the first day of Chol HaMoed, he get married the second day of Chol HaMoed. That's okay. But because something might happen, look at the Karban Eida, Kivan deino yochol lahaschil ela be'erev haregel, ein mamtim ad haregel. He won't wait. Dilma misrami, dolomati lahaschil me'erev haregel, v'sarach l'shaz ad achar haregel, but he wouldn't be able to get married till afterwards. So people wouldn't do that. So there's no worry regarding that reason. V'yafilo Rabbi Chanina, and even according to Rabbi Chanina's reason, of in ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha, less how the plea gets not a problem. Why? Because the only ultimate simcha that would be a violation of overlapping would be the wedding itself. Sheva brachos wouldn't be a problem, and therefore this brisa could fit in according to everyone. Amar Rabbi Ba just adds, that, explaining the first, why the brisa is not against Rabbi Elazar, olas kalsa nafkes tarchusa. Once the kala comes in, meaning once the wedding happens, tircha goes down. Meaning the ikar tircha is on the wedding itself. Fine. Avamachzer was grushaso. A person, though, he can't get married. He can't marry a psula. He can't marry an almana. But, and he can't do yibum. Any of those cannot happen. But a person can be machzer grushaso. The halach is, as we know, one is allowed to marry the woman he divorced as long as the woman did not marry anybody else in between. So that halach is allowed to be machzer grushaso on Chol HaMoed. Because that's not the ultimate simcha. He knows her already. She knows him. And therefore, there wouldn't be such a simcha that would be allowed. Hadadat amar minani suin. This is only if they had been fully married beforehand. Avamana erisin asr, if they only had erisin beforehand, not the second stage, and therefore that would be asr, because that would be simcha. That second marriage would be simcha. Remember the beautiful thought Rav Soloveitchik said in the hesped for his uncle, the Griz, where he says, the Gemara tells us that Torah tzivalanu Moshe, morasha kilas Yaakov. Al tikre morasha ela meorasa. Every Jew is married to the Torah, has erison, ma'orasa. So explained Rav Soloveitchik about in that hesped, he says everybody has erison from the every Jew has erison from the Torah, but Yechidei Skula have nisuin with the Torah. All right? Why does the Gemara mention erison? Because nisuin is where there's a certain type of halachic intuition. That the Gedolei Hador, the Bali Hamasora, a few in every generation, what they have, that's Nisuin. When there's Nisuin, the husband and the wife kind of like know what the other one would want even without being asked. So that's the Nisuin. They know the heartbeat, like Rashi in Pasha Tetzaveh. When Rashi says, I'm not sure what the Eifa look like, but Libi Omerli, right? My heart tells me that this is what the Eifa look like. Some type of a halachic intuition that they have. Beautiful. Erisin and Isuin. Vosel, Isha Tachshitel b'moed. And a woman could put on certain types of makeup and ornaments on, adornments on Moed. Elin Tachshite Isha. What is a woman allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? Godeles. She could, braid her hair. Uva Kocheles, Kocheles, she could, question what, Kocheles, she could put up some type of coloring, eyeshadow. Upokeses, what's Pokeses? That's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Carbonade here quotes, it's two things with the hair, either parting the hair, Mechalekes Arlakan Alakan, or, doing something else, fixing, how the hair, sits, right? If you look, other looking, Tosfos in, here on Daftes, Tosfos quotes, another Dea. What exactly is let me just find it. Tosfos here on Daf Tesma Beis quotes, what's poket pierce, but contrast, misakenes, seir, shlo, yispazer. Vakasha, if you look in Perakamatsni, it talks about Hilchot Shabbos. And if that's, that wouldn't fit into that Gemara. Right? So Tosfos has other deas. What exactly is it? No, said it's chutin shal butzeg al panel. Maybe it means putting some type of flour, some dough on her face to redden her face, which, ultimately will make her look more beautiful in her eyes. Okay. The Notella says, Saira Vesi Parnea, and she's allowed to, cut her hair, cut her, her fingernails. Vafilu kli cheres al panel, putting also some type of kli on her face in order to, create, some type of, coloring that she's happy with. Klicheres al paneha. Amar Reb Yudin, Avui de Reb Matanya, Balashan Naki, who must be so. Suggest the, Gemara, maybe it's just Balashan Naki, it's euphemistic, meaning it's the hair in the Makam HaMechusim, not just the hair, external on the face, on the head. Reb Yudin, Amar Lotasim, Reb Neshu Nivalula, what Reb Yudin say? There was some type of cream that was used, by women in order to remove some hair on the, on their temples on the side. So are you allowed to put that on Chol HaMoed? Why? Because the issue is it's painful. It's painful, temporarily, but ultimately she's happy about it. The Tanna Kamma seems to say it's mutter. The Tanna Kamma just says she could put on Takshita B'moed. Rabbi Yehuda said no. It's a nevel hila. She's in pain. Temporary pain is not allowed. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tazim nishahu nivala, trena moran Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Mana, Chanamar. But what's the case of Machlokes? 2 days in the Gemara. Besitchi, matarta betochamoed nechloku. The Machlokes is only where she's going to remove this on Chol HaMoed. So already within Chol HaMoed, she's still going to have that stage of beauty. And it's like Letzorach Yantif, Letzorach HaMoed. That's where. Again, the original part is painful and she doesn't look good when she has this on, obviously, but it's going to be a tzorach yantif. Avol besitchi matar to lachar amoed, but if it's put on now on Chol HaMoed and she's not going to remove it till after Chol HaMoed, then for sure it's usser. Divrei HaKol usser. That's one day, huh? V'charona amar no, besitchi matar to lachar amoed nechleku. The machlokes is where it's taken off after yantif, after Chol HaMoed. Avol besitchi matar to batoch amoed after divrei HaKol mutter. But if it's taken off on Chol HaMoed, then even the Rabbi Yehuda would say it's allowed. Right, that's one day. V'lo yadin mana mardel. We're not sure exactly who says what. Min ma da'amar Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. But from the fact Rabbi Chanina is one of these players. Rabbi Chanina said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda kedaite. He said Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitaso. What's l'shitaso here? What was Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso? There's a mission, the first mission of Avodah Zarah. There's a machlokes. You know, the mission beginning of Avodah Zarah talks about I'm not allowed to do anything the day or two before the idolatrous holiday with a goy. Because if I do something with him, I do business with him, he'll be very happy that he did a great deal, and he'll go thank his God, and he'll say the name of his God. So I'm not allowed to do certain types of business transactions with him right before his holiday. What about getting paid back? He owes me money. Am I allowed to take money back from him? So Tanna Kamma says, no, because he's going to be happy. He's going to be, the Tanna Kamma, let me just get which one is which, right? The Rabbi Yehuda is Mati, right? The Tanna Kamma says it's Usser, because he's going to be happy by paying you back. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutter because right now he's upset about it. Yes, in the long run, he'll be happy that he paid the Jew back, but right now he's upset about it. So you see from there that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you go by the present. So to here, the woman is upset, she's in pain by putting on the makeup right now. So to there, Rabbi Yehuda. Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Omer Taman, Sarah's Besas Shas Sarah. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's Sarah, the time of Sarah, that's the problem. Kenu Omer Hacha, Nivel, Besas Nivel. So to here, Nivel, Besas Nivel, that's what you focus on. So what's that svara? So Havi Du Amar, this seems to follow which day, Besitchi Matarta, Betoch HaMoed Nechleku, that the machlokas is even if you're going to take it off within Yantif, because you go by right now. If right now it's painful and it's unpleasant, so you go by right now. Avo Besitchi Matarta, Lachar HaMoed, Divrei HaKol Asur. So you see from there that, from that day, that it's Rabbi Chanina, it's, you go by the present moment, even if very soon, even within Yantiv, it's going to be allowed. Okay, let's just, get on to the next. There's a lot here to discuss about the Rebbe Lashitaso, but let us, continue talking about the beds. Says the Mishnah, Hahed Yotofer Kedarko, we said a tailor, a tailor that's a head yod, like a novice, somebody who's not a professional tailor, could sew on Yantif in the normal way, and Cholamoid, va'uman mechalev. But the uman, the professional, has to do something different. A shinui mechalev. We'll see what that is. Umasargan asamitos, and in those days they had ropes that, and threads that held up the mattresses. So you were allowed to interlace and put the threads through the beds to support the beds. Reb Yossi Omer, take out the word off. Mimatkin. No, you're only allowed to tighten it. Not allowed to interlace it, but you could tighten it. You could tighten the beds. The base for Reb Yanai Omar, what is that word mean? Kedarko mamali asamacha and mechalev asachachas. Reb Yanai says kedarko. Normally, what a head yod is allowed to do means you're allowed to. Sometimes you sew like four different threads and then you pull it through. So that's what you're allowed to do by the head yod. Mechalev achas. Mechalev, the professional has to do one through and pull it through each time, because then it would be a shinui. Reb Yochanan Omar, no. One step less. Kedarko achas achas. Kedarko means one at a time. Kedarko means normal for the amateur, for the novice, and therefore he could do one at a time. Mechalev mafsia. But the professional has to be mafsia, like it means posea psios. He has to take wide space. He has to like leave space, so it looks different than it's supposed to look. Masiza masai Rabbi Yochanan, and the Brisa seems to support Rabbi Yochanan, because the Brisa says ratzonim mechalev b'moi. The shoemakers are allowed to be mechalev. If tamer achas achas kachi umnasan, but if you say it means achas achas like the first day, that's exactly what they always do. That wouldn't be a shinui. Ela ki anan kaimina b'mafsia. So the Brisa seems to support the second day that it is mafsia. It is mafsia. Good. Continues the Gemara. Eza hedyot veza uman. Who is a hedyot? Who is a beginner and who is an expert? How do you know? Who is who? So Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, koshu mezaveg es ha'umriyo zeh ha'uman. If you can make a straight hem on the bottom of a beged, then you're an expert. Koshu mezaveg es ha'umriyo zeh ha'hedyo. And if not, if you're crooked, so then that's a hedyo. Amr of Simon betofer kisen imas nisa. Simon is a different shot. You're a hedyo if you can't go straight, and when you sew, there are like bumps and bulges in the sewing. That's the problem. That's a hedyo. Mimatchin, what does it mean? Mimatchin to tighten. Rabbi Yossi Omer is Palgun Chizki Rabbi Yochanan Machlokes. What that's referring to? Chizki Amar Sirig. What's the difference now between the beds? What is Sirig, which is allowed by the Tanakama, and Matuach, which is allowed by the Rabbi Yossi? So Sirig Shesiv Arif. Sirig means going both horizontal and vertical, both ways. Shesiv Arif. Mituach or Shesiv Arif. And Mituach, which is what Rabbi Yossi says, that means only one direction is allowed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Sirig or Shesiv Arif. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even sirug is only one direction. Mituach haisa rafa mamatcha. Mituach means to tighten it if it's already in. Amar b'chiyah barba hakol modem sirug shu shesiv arev. B'chiyah barba says no. Everybody agrees that sirug is shesi and arev. Ma pligin b'mituach. The machlokes is what is mituach? What's the tightening? Chizki amar shesi arev. Rabbi Yochan amar im haisa rafa mamatcha. We explained it by mituach is the tightening. Rabbi Yossi hori l'shmuel bar chanina sirug shesiv arev. What do we paskin? He paskin. Rabbi Yossi paskin for Shmuel bar chanina that sirug is both directions shesiv arev. V'lo yadini kahadah dechizkiya vin kahadah rebchiya bar bado debrekol. Just not sure exactly which one he holds of, because according to the time the Shmuel bar chanina sirug was shesiv arev according to only chizkiya. Or according to the second day, it was according to everybody. Okay. Amar ibn barchiya kumi rebzu or mastisa amar kain. The Mishnah seems to prove Sirug Shesiv Arev. The Mishnah seems to prove the second view that Sirug, according to everybody, is Shesiv Arev. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Kalim, the Tanin and Taman, the Mishnah says in Kalim, talking about when is it that you make a bed, a rope is not a kli, so rope is not Makabal Tumah. But once a rope is part of the bed, so that it is Makabal Tumah. So Achevel Meimasu Makhibra Lamita, when is a rope considered part of the bed so that it's Makabal Tumah? Right, when you make the horizontal and the vertical squares that support the mattress, when you make those three squares. So Islacha Meimar Shesi Velo Ariv Ariv Velo Shesi. Is it possible that it means one direction, not the other direction? It obviously means both directions. But that's what a bed is. A bed is both directions. So therefore, it has to be that shot of Shesi and Arif. Ma'ola harim ulasarig. What about to be marim and be masarig? Right? Can you say that? Oh, I already have another bed. Am I allowed to be marim to say, oh, I want to sleep in a different bed, I don't like this one, but really, you have no intention of doing that? Can you be marim? So Rav Oshia Islay. The Gemara says different pshatim exact how to read this line, whether it's a rhetorical or a statement. We'll go with the statement. Rav Oshia Islay kemach v'tachon chita. Rav Oshia already had flour, and he crushed more flour, and he ground more flour on chalamoy. So you see, mutter laharim. Rav Zora Amar Rav Yona puk zavin lan shicharim l'duchna. One time, Rav Zora said to Rav Yona, you know, can you go buy me some beans? to grind. Amarle islan pilcha de moada. We have plenty. We have plenty. Do we have a grinder that you're going to have to use a grinder? Vik bidalai, and Reb Zora was pretty upset at him because he said, no, it's mutter. It doesn't matter if I have, I'm allowed to, you know, grind more, and one is allowed to be ma'arib. Remember, we've noted the, if you look in, Rabbi Feldman has a Sefer Letter and Spirit where he talks a lot about many of the haramas that we have in halacha. Chapters about, prisbo and heter iska and selling chametz. And he says, based on what did the Rush say in Masechta Shabbos, lo kol ha'aramos shavos, right? All ha'aramos aren't exactly equal. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about this. Some are built in, some are the Chazal knew that the Torah allowed for this, this point. But one always has to look at motivation and mechanism by these all these ha'aramos. What's the motivation and does it work? Mechanisms. Those are the two areas that ha'arama has to be discussed. And that's what the Gemara mentions here.